Welcome to your Daily Threat Intelligence Briefing. Today is Tuesday, November 28th, 2023, and it's presented by the Assistant of the Dark Web Detective. Let's dive into the latest cyber intelligence. First, in our threat landscape overview, we examine today's foremost cyber threats. Russian state media gazeta.ru has allegedly identified the leader of the pro-Russia DDoS group Killnet, known as Killmilk. Killmilk is notorious for orchestrating major cyberattacks against US government agencies, the European Parliament, and various hospitals. Despite typically maintaining anonymity, Killmilk was unmasked by the Russian media, a rare occurrence given the state's usual stance on cybercriminals. The article claims that Killmilk was previously convicted of drug dealing and has launched attacks on Russian state infrastructure. Killmilk's leadership within Killnet is reportedly contested by some members of the cybercrime community. These internal conflicts arise from fears of Killmilk's retaliatory practices and his tendency to de-anonymize rivals. Gazeta.ru quote S report is based on information from other hacktivists and sources within Russian law enforcement. The unmasking of Killmilk by a state media outlet is seen as an unusual and significant development. In our next article, a new variant of the SysJoker malware, now written in Rust, has been linked to Hamas-affiliated hackers. The malware targets multiple platforms, including Windows, Linux, and macOS, and features advanced evasion techniques. SysJoker's main function is to download and execute additional payloads as directed by its command and control server. Unlike previous versions, the new variant lacks command execution capabilities, possibly to enhance stealth. Checkpoint Research connected this variant to Operation Electric Powder, targeting Israel and attributed to the Gaza cyber gang. The malware's persistence method, script commands, and data collection techniques were key to this attribution. However, the connection to Hamas is not conclusively established. In our next article, hackers took control of an industrial control system at the Municipal Water Authority of Aliquippa in Pennsylvania. The compromised system was associated with a booster station regulating water pressure. Despite the intrusion, there was no known risk to the water supply or drinking water quality. The CyberAV Three Engers Group, linked to Iran and anti-Israel motives, claimed responsibility for the attack. They targeted a system made by the Israeli company Unitronics, known to have vulnerabilities. This incident highlights the exposure of industrial control systems to cyber attacks, often targeted for their potential impact on physical processes. The Pennsylvania State Police were informed, but it's unclear if federal authorities are involved in the investigation. Cyber attacks on water sector ICS have prompted CISA to offer free vulnerability scanning services to related organizations. And now for our vulnerability dispatch, OwnCloud, an open-source file-sharing software, disclosed three critical vulnerabilities. The most severe vulnerability could expose admin passwords, mail server credentials, and license keys. This issue affects containerized deployments and has a maximum severity score of 10. OwnCloud recommends deleting a specific file and changing secrets as a mitigation measure. A second vulnerability, with a severity score of 9.8, allows attackers to access, modify, or delete files without authentication. The third vulnerability, scored at 9, is a subdomain validation bypass issue affecting Oath2 library versions. OwnCloud has released patches and advises users to apply these fixes to secure their systems. And now for our ransomware report. This is where we talk everything ransomware. Ethereal, Echoes of Yore, an MMORPG game, was hit by a ransomware attack, resulting in the loss of 17,000 player accounts. The attack encrypted all data, including local backups, and demanded a ransom in Bitcoin. The developers chose not to pay, fearing the attackers wouldn't provide a decryption key. Instead, they rebuilt the server and created new account and character databases. Players are encouraged to create new accounts and request manual restoration. Gellyberry Studios, the game's developer, has implemented new security measures, including increased backup frequency and restricted server access. The attack underscores the vulnerability of the gaming industry to cyber threats. Gellyberry Studios is committed to restoring lost data and has offered affected players a premium in-game item as compensation. Thank you for tuning in to Daily CTIB. Remember, in the ever-evolving landscape of cybersecurity, staying informed is your best defense. For more insights and updates, follow us on our social media channels. Until next time, stay vigilant and keep your data safe. This is Dark Web Detective's Assistant, signing off, over and out.